Captain running? After a moment, he added, he does have a gauntish accent. If I could speak to dragons in their own language, Aaron said, I wouldn't care about my accent. At that, Gamble looked at him with a degree of approval and asked, did you come here to join the school, Prince? No. I carried a message from my father to the Archmage. Enlad is one of the principalities of the kingship, isn't it? Enlad, Ilion, and Wei. Havnor and Ea, once, but the line of descent from the kings has died out in those lands. Ilion traces the descent from Gamal Seaborn through Marion, who was king of all the isles. Wei, from Akambar and the House of Shelioth. Enlad, the oldest, from Morid through his son Seriad and the House of Enlad. Aaron recited these genealogies with a dreamy air, like a well-trained scholar whose mind is on another subject. Do you think we'll see a king in Havnor again in our lifetime? I never thought about it much. In Ark, where I come from, people think about it. We are part of the Principality of Ilion now, you know, since peace was made. How long has it been? 17 years or 18, since the Ring of the King's Rune was returned to the Tower of the Kings in Havnor. Things were better for a while then, but now they're worse than ever. It's time there was a king again on the throne of Earthsea, to wield the sign of peace. People are tired of wars and raids and merchants who overprice and princes who overtax and all the confusion of unruly powers. Rote guides, but it can't rule. The balance lies here, but the power should lie in the king's hands. Gamble spoke with real interest, all foolery set aside, and Aaron's attention was finally caught. Enlad is a rich and peaceful land, he said slowly. It has never entered into these rivalries. We hear of the troubles in other lands. But there's been no king on the throne in Havnor since Meherrion died. 800 years. Would the lands indeed accept a king? If he came in peace and in strength, if Roke and Havnor recognized his claim. And there is a prophecy that must be fulfilled, isn't there? Meherrion said that the next king must be a mage. The Master Chanter is a Havnorian and interested in the matter, and he's been dinning the words into us for 3 years now. Meherrion said, he shall inherit my throne who has crossed the dark land living and come to the far shores of the day. Therefore, a mage. Yes, since only a wizard or mage can go among the dead in the dark land and return, though they do not cross it. At least, they always speak of it, as if it had only one boundary, and beyond that, no end. What are the far shores of the day, then? But so runs the prophecy of the last king, and therefore, someday, one will be born to fulfill it, and Roke will recognize him, and the fleets and armies and nations will come together to him. Then there will be majesty again in the center of the world, in the Tower of the Kings in Havnor. I would come to such a one. I would serve a true king with all my heart and all my art, said Gamble. And then laughed and shrugged, lest Aaron think he spoke with overmuch emotion. But Aaron looked at him with friendliness, thinking, he would feel toward the king as I do toward the Archmage. Aloud, he said, a king would need such men as you about him. They stood, each thinking his own thoughts, yet companionable, until a gong rang sonorous in the great house behind them. There, said Gamble, lentil and onion soup tonight. Come on. I thought you said they didn't cook, said Aaron, still dreamy, following. Oh, sometimes. By mistake. No magic was involved in the dinner, though plenty of substance was. After it, they walked out over the fields in the soft blue of the dusk. This is Roke Knoll, Gamble said as they began to climb a rounded hill. The dewy grass brushed their legs, and down by the marshy Thwilburn there was a chorus of little toads to welcome the first warmth and the shortening starry nights. There was a mystery in that ground. Gamble said softly, "This hill was the first that stood above the sea when the first word was spoken, and it will be the last to sink when all things are unmade," said Arryn. "Therefore..." "A safe place to stand on," Gamble said, shaking off awe. But then he cried, awestruck, "Look! The grove!" South of the knoll a great light was revealed on the earth, like moonrise, but the thin moon was already setting westward over the hill's top, and there was a flickering in this radiance, like the movement of leaves in the wind. "What is it?" "It comes from the grove. The masters must be there. They say it burnt so, with a light like moonlight all night when they met to choose the archmage 5 years ago. But why are they meeting now? Is it the news you brought?" "It may be," said Arryn. Gamble, excited and uneasy, wanted to return to the great house to hear any rumor of what the council of the masters portended. Arryn went with him, but looked back often at that strange radiance till the slope hid it, and there was only the new moon setting and the stars of spring.